Well, for the second day in a row, ladies and gentlemen, Behind the Line proudly presents to you another exciting edition of The Woke, turning on The Woke. This episode is brought to you by Woke You. Are you looking to further your education with indoctrination? Perhaps you have a son who is resisting the transition to your daughter. If that's you, have no fear. The professors at Woke You are here. Woke You offers world-class gender-affirming care. We also offer rigorous programs that will turn your innocent child into an effective on-campus protester. Here at Woke You, we are proud to say that we successfully indoctrinate 80% of our undergraduate students. Give us your money and we will give you back a child that you no longer recognize. Apply today at www.wokeu.fu. Oh, Stephen A. Smith is learning a very valuable lesson. He also violated the golden rule here on the channel, but we'll get into that here in just a second. One of the first lessons taught at Behind the Line University, or BTLU for short, there is no loyalty in the woke movement. None. Doesn't matter how dedicated you are. Doesn't matter how many converts you baptize in the latrine. You could be a lifer born and raised in Woke United Methodist. Does not matter. All it takes is one misstep. All it takes is one instance of something you said being taken completely out of context for all your pretend friends to turn against you. How many times have you guys heard me use the term pretend friends in the mainstream media? That is not hyperbole. Even a media veteran like Stephen A. Smith, who at times has been blindly loyal to the cause, even someone like Stephen A. Smith is not immune from justice at Woke Municipal Court. Last week, Stephen A. made an appearance with Sean Hannity on Fox News. Now, this is not unusual. This isn't out of the ordinary. Stephen A.'s been upfront about his friendship with Sean Hannity. He has made appearances on other shows at the network. That's one thing I have always respected about Stephen A. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, doesn't matter to him. He is willing to talk to anybody. Right now, deacons at Woke United Methodist, they are extremely worried. For starters, their chosen leader is knocking on heaven's door. John Biden struggles balancing a bicycle with training wheels. He has trouble walking upstairs. When it comes to forming coherent thoughts and complete sentences, forget about it. Even with closed captioning, you still can't figure out what the hell John Biden is talking about. Another thing that has the deacons concerned is the resurgence of Donald Trump. Orange man bad! More specifically, the resurgence of Donald Trump with black voters. Last week, the New York Times released a poll. 4 years ago, the leader of the orange race, he was polling around 4% with potential black voters. According to the New York Times, Donald Trump now has 23% of the black vote. That is no bueno. Now, just to be clear, if this poll is even 50% accurate, there is no way Donald Trump loses this election. Last week, during his appearance with Sean Hannity, they were talking about the trial in New York City where prosecutors are trying to put the Trumper in jail for... I'm not too familiar with it. I think it has something to do with Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels, maybe him trying to pay her off allegedly. Either way, Stevie and Shawnee, they were talking about the trial and the conversation segued into Trump's resurgence with black voters. Now, Trump, he claims that his support is growing amongst black voters because they are relating to him. There is a long history in this country of black people not trusting the criminal justice system, feeling like they are unfairly targeted. Trump believes that he is being unfairly targeted too, so maybe it's something they have in common. Stephen A., he addressed the possibility that some black voters are relating to Donald Trump because of what he is going through. Watch for yourself.
As much as people may have been abhorred by Donald Trump's statement weeks ago, talking about how black folks, he's hearing that black folks find him relatable because what he's going through is similar to what black Americans have gone through. He wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. When you see the law enforcement, the court system, and everything else being exercised against him, It is something that black folks throughout this nation can relate to. So no matter what race, what ethnicity you may emanate from, we relate to you when you're suffering like that because we know we have.
Was there anything even remotely offensive about this? Were you bothered by anything Stephen A. said? I didn't think he said anything egregious, but Jeff Pearlman damn sure did. Well, KC, who in the hell is Jeff Pearlman? Jeff is some dork who writes books for a living. All kidding aside, Jeff Pearlman is a phenomenal author. He has written a lot of classic books on sports. Remember that show Winning Time on HBO about the Lakers dynasty in the 1980s? That show was based on a book that was written by Jeff Pearlman. Jeffy, though, he is very upset. He was filled with fake outrage when he heard these remarks from Stephen A. Smith. On a video that he posted to TikTok, the Pearl Man told Stephen A., "Stop acting like you know and speaking on this subject." Last I checked, Jeff Pearlman was a white dude. I can tell you with 100% certainty, Stephen A. Smith is a proud black man. I don't need the assistance of a biologist from Woke U to determine race and gender with Stephen A. He is a proud black man. Here we have Jeff the Pearl Man, a white dude, telling Stephen A. Smith to stop acting like he knows and stop speaking on a subject pertaining to his own community. Someone please make it make sense. The Pearl Man also asked why Stephen A. was appearing on Fox News to begin with and why he feels this need to give his opinion on every issue. You know, Jeffy, I was sitting here wondering the same thing about you. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't remember a single person asking Jeff Pearlman what he thought about this. Matter of fact, I don't remember a single person asking Jeff Pearlman what he thinks about anything. Unlike you, Jeff, Stephen A. is paid to give his opinion. ESPN pays him $12 million a year to give his opinion. They damn sure aren't paying Stephen A. Smith for his knowledge on sports, because over the last few years, that knowledge has become extremely limited, if not non-existent. Another person who offered his unrequested opinion on Stephen A. Smith, Bishop the Talbert Swan. I'm sure some of my long-term viewers remember the Talbert Swan. I quit talking about him. I quit mentioning him on the channel because I don't want to give him free publicity. The Swan, he's on the same level as Keith Olbermann. Keithy-poo! Older, miserable men who tweet vile opinions to piss people off and bring attention to themselves. The Swan. He claims to be a Christian. He claims to be a pastor. But the Swan, he is not preaching at a church that you and I would attend. He is one of the lead pastors at Woke United Methodist. He prepared a short sermon to express his fake outrage towards Stephen A. Smith. Check it out for yourself. Hopefully, the Swan is a better speaker than a writer. As you can see, this soliloquy, it looks like a complete mess. I guess in the pastoral department at Woke U, they are not training their future preachers how to write and complete sentences. But what point is he trying to make here? The Swan seems to be angry that Stephen A. appeared on Fox News. Now, obviously, that is a clear violation of the Woke Commandments. According to the Swan, Fox News is guilty of mythical racism and promoting white supremacy. The hypocrisy is real. Go look at his Twitter feed. Check out some of the Swan's tweets. Then you tell me who is guilty of racism. Since his appearance on Fox News, Stephen A., he has been bombarded with criticism, mainly from his own community. He is once again being accused of being a traitor to the black community. Some are claiming that Stephen A. is being used to promote Trump. They are claiming that Sean Hannity and Fox News are using him to secure votes. Unsurprisingly, there's also a lot of white people criticizing Stephen A. Smith. I guess they feel rejected because Stephen A. had the audacity to speak his mind. As a result of this criticism, Stephen A. Smith violated the golden rule here on the channel. I know it's been a while since I've had to repeat the golden rule, but my longtime viewers and subscribers, go ahead and say it with me. You never, ever, 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 ever apologize to the shit fucks ever. This is a mistake that you don't want to make because they see apologies as a sign of weakness. When you apologize to the deacons, you are giving them exactly what they want. If you don't follow their guidelines, they want you to be silent. You really shouldn't be apologizing when you haven't done anything wrong. Seriously, what sin did Stephen A. Smith commit here? He was asked a question, he was asked his opinion about something, and he gave Sean Hannity an honest answer. Where's the crime here? I mean, whether you agree or disagree with Stephen A. Smith doesn't matter. He has every right to voice his opinion. There are a lot of areas where I disagree with Stephen A. Smith. In the past, he has accused the NFL of holding back black head coaches. He accused the Texans of mythical racism when they fired Lovie Smith. Then he turned around and criticized D'Amico Ryans for taking the job in Houston. Stephen A. claimed that a black man would not be treated fairly by the organization. Texans make the playoffs in their first year under D'Amico Ryans. All of a sudden, Stephen A. is silent. Last night, Stephen A. folded to the pressure and he apologized. Watch it for yourself.
A lot of folks in black America seem pretty pissed at me right now. From friends and loved ones to colleagues, contemporaries, and dare I say, even the NAACP itself. Quite a few folks were put off, if not flat out offended, after my words were interpreted as associating support for Trump from the black community with all the legal issues he's facing. For that, I sincerely apologize. To be clear, my words were misconstrued. I'm stating right here for the record that my words were taken out of context, misrepresenting and depicting me in a way I found every bit as insulting and disrespectful as folks in black America evidently felt about what they thought I said. But I'll own it anyway.
What are you doing? Why are you apologizing? You said it yourself. Your words were taken out of context. You said it yourself. Your words were being misinterpreted. And then you turn around and say, I'm going to own it anyway? Why? What are you doing? We're now apologizing because people took you out of context? We are now apologizing because people were offended by something that was being misrepresented? I guarantee you, a lot of the people offended by Stephen A. Smith, they did not watch his full segment with Sean Hannity. I'd be willing to bet most people who were offended, they were jumping aboard the groupthink Bruce Caboose. Look, I understand that Stephen A. Smith was feeling the pressure. I have never been in this situation before, so I can't relate to what he's going through, but I just can't imagine apologizing when I've done nothing wrong. The only time I am willing to apologize when I don't feel like I'm in the wrong is with my wife. And the only reason I'm doing that is to keep the peace. But give me your thoughts on this. Stephen A. gets destroyed by the woke media for... Hell, I really don't know. I don't understand the outrage here. The dude was asked a question, he gave an honest answer. And I don't think he's wrong. I'm sure there are some in the black community who can relate to Donald Trump and what he is going through with the court system. That doesn't mean all, but I'm sure there are some. Do you agree with Stephen A. Smith apologizing? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.